Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who, while not a legitimate rapist, is a legitimate stalker, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of I'm With Stupid, and you're going to just lie back and enjoy it.
Yes. We'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. As Bobby Knight and Clayton Williams would say, it's inevitable. Just relax and enjoy it.
That's right. So how's things going with you today, Mr. Man?
Well, I tell you what, we have breaking news right here, right off the bat.
You're kidding.
On the Dennis Miller Show this morning.
Oh, God.
Michelle Malkin said there is no scientific evidence to back up Aiken, period. I like that she said period.
Of course you did.
Anyway.
Oh my God. I know school just started, but we've been out of school for years, Jay.
She said period.
God.
That's how you know your girlfriend's not pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know your rape victim isn't pregnant. Call, you can imagine a guy, if you rape some chick, call her up, like, you know, a month later. So, didn't happen to miss your time of the month, did you? Just asking.
I hope that secret secretion kicked in.
I don't want to be sentenced to 18 years of child support payments.
That's right. But back to my original question. How's things down there?
Glad you're here, Matt, to get the show back on the rails.
Of a crazy train.
Everything's wonderful down here in God's
That's
country.
Good.
It's, just in a run of nice, fairly comfortable days. Temperatures down in the low 80s. Which
mm-hmm.
is really, really good for this time of year.
Yes, it is.
It's nice of global warming to give us a break.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about it. There's not a whole lot happening. The Lead Hill School District is very excited. The enrollment is up to 361 this year. So.
For the entire district?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's Lead Hill and Diamond City.
Of course it is. That's only slightly more than my graduating class.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But they're excited because 350 is the cutoff. If you're below 350 for like three straight years or something like that, you're in danger of being consolidated into another school district, which would have meant that they would have been consolidated with Bergman. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Nobody, No. Nobody wants that.
God, we
that,
even know
that.
Oh, we know that up here.
Rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talk about forcible rape, being forced to, you know, go to school with Bergman kids. Ugh.
Ugh, they're horrid.
Yeah. Totally unacceptable. That and the buses would have to go across Devil's Elbow twice a day. So that, you know, make it very dangerous for the Lead Hill kids.
Yeah. No one wants that.
Not at all.
No.
Aren't you glad you asked how things are going?
Yes, I am.
How are things are with you in the greater Bagwine metropolitan area?
Things aren't bad. Also, not a bad day today. It's starting to get a little warmer. Supposed to be in the 90s starting tomorrow for the next few days. Yeah.
That's kind of an outrage.
It is. However, Jay, I'm looking out my window and the couple across the drive, they seem to like each other right now. So that's nice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, me too. I don't know where their two or three kids are, but they're happy right now.
Yeah, well, their kids are out knocking over a convenience store.
Well, that would be pretty amazing since they're between the ages of 2 and 5.
And they start early.
Well, they do.
Kids grow up so fast.
And I want to give a shout out my son Rhino, the R man. He's a senior. He's officially a senior now, J-Man.
Man, where does the time go?
I don't know.
Officially a senior.
Yeah, started yesterday.
Catching up on that that lost gym class?
I think we've got that taken care of.
Got that one taken care of. Thank goodness.
The only thing is he's taken like 2 or 3 honors classes.
Ooh.
And... well, this year and his senior year, I was more like Burgess Meredith in Rocky III. I wanted to protect that GPA, you know, just having kind of cruise through the senior year. But no.
See, I did the same thing. My senior year, I took a college chemistry class and I took physics, and I really should have taken, like, you know... I should have taken art for beginners, you know. Yeah, because it does. It does kind of, you know, you got to think about your legacy once you become a senior.
I know.
And that GPA, you know. And you got to think about things like, well, you know, you need a 3.5 to get in the National Honor Society. And, you know, in the end, I had a 3.492, and they're like, well, we got to cut it off somewhere. Sorry.
That's right. Sorry. Yeah, so, well, my advice was lost on, you know, the family.
Right. But and as it usually is.
Yeah.
As it usually is.
He is matured. Maybe he'll do a good job.
Right.
Yeah. And another shout out. Tomorrow's a big day here in Bagwine also. As I go over, tomorrow I'll be taking Schmoop to work and taking the kid to school and celebrating with flowers the 51st birthday of my wife.
Well, happy birthday to Mrs. Mattman.
Stellar day.
Big day tomorrow. Big day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to the couple guests in the room, and of course to Cowpote, who came and went.
Yes, but not before posting our show to Blog Talkers.
Yes.
On Facebook. Yeah.
That was nice.
Apparently, he's not really a fan because he left, but he thinks other people might be. And by the way, judging from those ratings numbers, a lot of people are fans.
Two good Sunday shows in a row.
Yep.
I didn't think Schmoop could pull it off, you know, even come close to the numbers with the lovely Stacy the week before, but
she's racking them up.
Yeah, she is racking them up, all
right. Yeah. And I tell you what, though, you know, it's not my style to complain, Matt. You know this.
Oh, I know.
But it is odd that we could have basically the biggest single day in the history of this show in terms of listeners and fall from third to fourth.
It's
ranking.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like it almost defies science.
Yeah. talk about getting raped, man.
Yeah. Whoa. Talk about getting legitimately raped.
I know. Right? There's a little weird, but you know what? It's okay because, you know, we know that we're loved.
We are. Alan Levy. Levy.
Well, and I was actually talking about the thousands of listeners in our vast and diverse worldwide audience who clearly love us and keep coming back for more. And I don't know why, but they do.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thing. I just wish BTR would show the same kind of love and not forcibly rape us.
Yeah. It would be nice. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible that those three shows ahead of us have even bigger numbers than we do.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Sorry, I got a little distracted there for a second. There was a...
yes, I noticed.
A little post about... somebody posted a thing on Twitter about Maria Sharapova winning a gold medal in fashion. And I tell you what, she sure as hell does.
She can win a gold medal in anything. She could win a gold medal in fashion if she was naked.
So anyway, we want to thank everyone out there listening. Especially, we got the archive listens are just blowing up.
Through the
people
roof.
Listening in archives. It'd be great if everybody showed up together for the live show.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have, you know, a few thousand people trying to cram into the chat room, all begging for our attention. But, you know.
And even a call here and there. That'd be nice.
Are you saying that the phone lines are open?
As they always are, J-Man, at 661-244-9852.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And, especially today, if Missouri Representative Todd Akin would like to call in, as he should, on the legitimate rape hotline at 661-244-9852, we'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, I tell you what, in fact, if Todd Akin doesn't call in, then I'll have no choice but to continue to make fun of him.
Yeah, well.
This is his chance.
This is a chance to set the record straight. Sure, he goes on Hannity and all that, but...
Oh, right. But, you know, we'll give him a fair hearing.
Yeah. We'll give him a fair shot.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to, you know, track him down in some dark alley and, you know, violate him or something.
No, we would never do that.
No. But so poor old Todd, he's still getting a lot of flack from both sides. In fact, he's getting more flack from Republicans now than he is Democrats.
Yeah, I don't understand that, really. Maybe you could explain that to me. I don't understand this whole politics thing.
See, Republicans are good, decent, moral people.
Yes.
And when somebody says something that offends them on a moral level, they don't care about politics. They care about doing the right thing. And now a lot of people are pointing out that if Claire McCaskill wins in Missouri, there's practically no way the Republicans can take control of the Senate.
Right. But it's not about that in their minds.
That is such a cynical view of this whole thing.
No kidding.
And a lot of people are pointing out that Aiken's unpopularity with women could actually bring Missouri back into play in the presidential election. And in fact, there have been two or three polls this week showing the race, the Obama Romney race, so a 1-point race, which means Romney would have to start spending money in Missouri and take time out of campaigning in Ohio and Florida to come and try to save Missouri, which means, you know, he'd have very little chance of winning. And it's not about that either,
though. It's not. No.
Because Mitt Romney's not, Mitt Romney is more than happy to lose with integrity.
Of course he is.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
He would prefer to win without integrity. But, you know.
Well, I'm glad the GOP is doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's working out well for him.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that my old friend, Mike Huckabee, is really there to boost Todd Aiken and to defend him wholeheartedly by, you know, pointing out how many wonderful people are the result of rape.
You know, the more we talk about this, and while it is funny, I'm just disturbed that we are talking about it in these terms.
Well, all we can do is just follow the terms set by Mike Huckabee and John Hannity, right?
You're a product of rape, but God loves you and you're a wonderful person.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say, I have actually known two women who were impregnated by
mm-hmm.
their rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, assuming they're telling the truth, I mean,
right. Well, yeah.
You know, let's be honest here. You know, if you've been following a lot of the tweets from conservatives who write for the Politico and stuff, they're pointing out that the real what Aiken was really just pointing out was that very few women who claimed to have been raped actually got raped.
Exactly.
And that's not offensive at all.
No, not at all. In fact, it's productive pointing out that there's liars among us.
Uh-huh. And in fact, the fact that they got pregnant proves that they were lying about the rape.
Exactly.
Because if you got pregnant from a rape, it means you were enjoying it.
He would have been big back in Salem in 1692. He would have been mayor. Oh.
And poor Paul Ryan just wishes everybody would stop talking about this. Because every time they talk about this, they have to remind everybody that he co-sponsored that forcible rape bill with
yeah.
Todd Aiken.
I wouldn't.
You know, the
that.
One that, yeah, the one that would have resulted in date rape would no longer be considered rape.
While they're on a date, you're having fun.
You went out with him. You intended to sleep with him,
that's
for God's
right.
sake.
Don't tell me you didn't. You had one thing on your mind. Oh, sure, going down to the soda shop.
You know how hopped up boys get on all that caffeine from the Slurpee?
That's right. Well, I'm glad we have men like Aiken sitting on the science committee.
Yeah, oh yeah. Hopefully he can be appointed by President Romney to a position at Health and Human Services.
That would be helpful.
Overseeing women's health policy. Oh, hey! There's a cute couple that just wandered into the chat room.
Oh, my God! It's Dana Liu and Mr. Vinny Bond.
Absolutely. And, you know, Matt, you know this. I know you know this. You can catch Mr. Vinny Bond every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/musiconthecouch.
Always a good time.
Right. And you should be doing that.
Yeah. Well, I heard, in addition to his legitimate rape theory, Aiken has a couple other ones, too. In fact, I read this obscure article in The Onion a few years ago, and he's actually the one who follows this. Instead of the theory of gravity, he calls it intelligent falling.
Hey-o!
And he refers to the sun as God's furnace.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to use that one, too.
Well, he's on the cutting edge.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking, Jay, because you and
I... Is that
I
all he's got?
Yeah, that was all he had.
He doesn't have a very long record in Congress, though.
No. Yeah, well, you know, it's Wednesday.
All right. Let's see. Dana Lou and Vinny are about to go back.
You forced me to use the couch button again.
I noticed that. I noticed things got a little quiet. Anyway, focus. Back on. Let's get it back on the rails. Let's go.
All right.
Dana Lou and Vinny are having a little tit for tat in the chat room.
Really?
Dana took a little shot at Vinny, and I don't think Vinny appreciated it. An implied shot.
Exactly.
And speaking of Dana, you can always check out her her blog at A Midlife Crisis.
Yes.
.blogspot.com and check out what she's talking about today and see who she's feeling superior to today.
Exactly. And she's also kind of a mommy blogger, what with two kids and
what. Oh, Dana didn't find that one particularly funny. Well, you know.
Well,
that's right. You know, sometimes comedy falls flat on some people, right? It's all subjective.
Mm-hmm.
But she did think the two kids line was funny, so.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes.
Although I sent some sarcasm.
All right.
Now, I was wondering. I did have another thought. I actually had one more thought, Jay.
Ooh.
Now, if Aiken's in charge and he could somehow wave a magic wand and make abortion illegal, if you were illegitimately raped, could you still go into the back alley with a guy named Leon and get an illegitimate abortion?
That's a tough one. That one's going to go to the Supreme Court right there.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think Leon would have to testify.
And I would like to hear that conversation between Leon and Scalia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, if you outlaw abortions, only outlaws will have abortions.
That's true. That's a good point. And I have to bring up my old friend Kent Gether. Ginther, who I worked with briefly at SEIU, and I've mentioned him before and mentioned this story. Always a classic, but it came to mind again over this whole controversy. Shortly after I got to SEIU, Kent went to work for NARAL, which you know that what that is, I'm assuming. So I said, hey, Kent, saw him at the office one day. How's the job at NARAL going? He said, we're killing babies every day, Matt, man.
Accomplishing their goal.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about, killing those babies.
You know, the show seems so disjointed, and it goes back to the fact that we have to actually talk about this in these days.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an icky subject, too, so, you know, we're kind of, you know, it's clear that you know, we're not happy having to talk about this.
No, not at all. And I will continue not to be happy as I talk about it for the next few days.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll unhappily discuss it.
Yes.
Repeatedly. And until I have been unfollowed by all of the good Christians who follow me on Twitter, because I made a couple of Aiken jokes the other day and I was unfollowed by three of them immediately. Three people who in their bio, you know, proclaim themselves to be good Christians. Good Christians. Good Christians. Nobody ever calls themselves a great Christian. Just good.
No, just, well, you know, you want to have some humility in the eyes of the
yeah,
Lord.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
You don't want to be bigger than God. You just want to legislate like God.
Right. You just want to assume to speak for him.
Yes.
And you want control over women's baby making parts.
Right. Which
because
we
women
had a,
can't be trusted
no,
with them.
No. And it's all about the zygote.
Yep.
And we have a post today by a zygote. Good old Zy. And if you want to read his or her or her or his
it's
take on it, on the whole Aiken affair. Oh, I shouldn't have said that with his name, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, you could read that at iwsradio.blogspot.com today.
Yeah, and just go to the blog and read it. And then after you're done at that blog, go to iwsradio.tumblr.com and see what's happening there.
Yes.
And then go to our Facebook page.
At facebook.com/iwsradio. Radio. Where you think
it's all about the branding. It's
That's
all about
right.
the branding.
Yeah.
And go to Facebook page. You know, we got the Facebook page roundup. The numbers email this morning, and I noticed we got zero new likes last week, and I don't understand that at all.
I don't either.
I'm a little hurt by it.
We might have to do a little promotional thing.
We
In fact, we have a big promotional thing coming up on September 9th, J-Man.
We do. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Right now it's Sub Rosa. We're not letting the cat out of the bag quite yet.
No. And we got a big show coming up on Sunday. We got a very special guest coming up.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And who might
be a big one, too.
Or are you keeping that secret?
Let's see here. How much time? We have 4, 3, 2, 1 after show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you, our very special guest coming up on Sunday. Going to hang out with us. It's going to be fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
The J-Mom will be
Woo-hoo!
Here.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Going to be a lot of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a lot of cool stuff. Vinny says we're still on air. Yeah, I noticed that, Vinny. But now we're recording. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing gets past him. Probably going to be a lot of tears, too, Jay.
No, I doubt it.
Not really? Well, you don't know the questions I have. And it'll be nice because
Oh, you saying you're actually going to do some show prep for Sunday?
Hey, I was ready to go last Sunday.
Hey, that worked out great for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it'll be nice actually getting to participate this Sunday.
Vinny is very disturbed by that. My countdown didn't match up with the show's actual 30-minute live thing. And he's going to be upset about it all day now, I guess.
I'm sure he will be.
Poor Vinny.
I'm disturbed that the clock itself on BTR doesn't match up with the clock that I use on my cable box.
Oh, that's annoying. Oh, got a quick shout out here, Matt Bann.
Yeah.
Shout out to one of I know someone you really love, okay. Big fan of Miss Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, poor Rosie.
Who had a heart attack last
Couldn't
week? A heart attack. Out of nowhere.
Exactly. I was shocked when I saw that.
It's the shock headline of the day.
Yeah.
Most shocking headline since the headline says crocodile hunter killed by a wild animal.
Or the time the headline read, Lance Bass is gay. Really?
Yeah, Rosie had a heart attack. Close call. We almost lost her.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
She had a stent put in and is doing well.
That's good.
So we're as well as she can. Yeah, and so hopefully this will be a life-changing moment for her, and she'll tone it down. She's a little intense.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
High-stress person. Yeah. All right, and a shout-out to Miss Avril Lavigne, who is getting married to Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback.
Nickelback, that's right.
Yeah, everybody hates Nickelback. That's why they sell out three consecutive nights at Giant Stadium.
Right.
That's why they sell out 100,000 seats at the Coliseum in L.A., because everybody hates them. Go there to hate them.
Exactly. You want to hate them live.
Right. It's more fun that way.
Exactly.
Just like Dane Cook. Everybody hates Dane Cook. That's why he sells, 20,000 seats to Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. So everybody can go there and, I hate you. And then he tells Aurora jokes about the shooting in Aurora.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, he asked him if it was okay. He said he had some jokes about the shooting in Aurora. He said, is it okay? And the crowd goes, yeah. And then he tells them, and they're like, ooh, that was mean. People are touchy.
Yeah, they are.
They'll turn on you.
Oh, in a second. I made a little joke on Facebook the other night. Boy, that didn't go over well here in the Bagwine Digs.
No. That kind of went over like a lead balloon. Huh?
Yeah, it did.
Not the funniest thing you've ever said. If somebody can just legitimate rape you just by staring at you.
Well, no kidding. Things are calm now. Things are pleasant.
Oh, yeah. Well, I found out something interesting yesterday on Facebook.
Really?
On a little a funny little picture you posted. I found out that that some people out there,
yes,
some people somehow, people who support Mitt Romney for president, when it comes to other candidates, Democratic candidates, suddenly want to talk taxes. Suddenly want to talk about paying taxes.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, that's a little odd. Not really sure. That's where I think if Mitt saw that, he'd say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Tone down the paying taxes argument, man. Some of us haven't been doing that."
And, of course, we're talking about one David Lawrence, who is a friend of this show.
Yeah, oh, he's a good guy.
He is.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
Exactly.
I'm sure he enjoys being given a hard time.
I know he does.
He can dish it out. He can take it.
He's kind of like Cowpoke in a sense that, you know, the one day he showed up for the show, he let us know he had to go somewhere else and would not be listening to the show.
Right. And was sure to leave before the show started.
Exactly.
So that he didn't count.
He's quirky like that.
He's a tease. So I was thinking of taking a little vacation.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking of flying to Israel and going skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee.
You know, that would be hot. I'd like to go with you.
I bet you would. Let's just get rip-roaring drunk and go skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee. I think that'd be fun.
All right. I'll bring the Manischewitz.
Hey, excellent. Maybe we can get some Republican members of Congress to come with us, because apparently this is kind of their thing. They're into this.
Yes, they are. We could even have a little cookout on the beach next to the Sea of Galilee and roast our Hebrew Nation weenies.
There you go. And then we can dip our weenies in the
sea. There you go. It'll be a religious experience.
Yeah. Come back and tell everybody how my balls were baptized in the Sea of Galilee.
We could do a little
teabag to the Sea of Galilee.
We could play some music and blow on the shofar.
And maybe we could get Bar Raffaele to go with us as our tour guide.
Yes.
I bet she's gone skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee too.
And if she hasn't, she needs to post pictures
quickly. With the camera crew handy.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure Sweet Pea would like to join us.
Well, of course. Damn right, we'd take Sweet Pea. And her mother would be very happy that she was going to Israel.
Exactly.
So there'd be no problems there. As long as she didn't tell her who she was going with.
We could just tell her mom, it's okay, we'll be Gentile with her.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That'll make her happy.
Uh-huh.
Here's a great story for you, Matt.
Can't wait.
The Parents Teacher Council. I know you love these folks. They put out a report yesterday.
Yes.
Where they have documented 76 instances of implied nudity on primetime TV last season.
Really?
76 of implied nudity.
And How do you imply nudity?
Well, they said that people were naked, but their naughty parts were obscured.
So that's kind of like an illegitimate rape.
Yeah, kind of. Or they were shown, you know, from like the shoulders up, and it was obvious they had no shirt on,
yeah.
Which meant they were obviously completely naked.
Exactly.
Now, of course, this did not include the other 69 instances of implied nudity when Kaylee Cuoco came onto the screen in Big Bang Theory, and I visualized her naked each time. 69 times.
Yeah, I got that.
Personally, I think we need more side boob on TV. I don't get enough side boob, actually.
I like side boob.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
You know who has great side boob?
Who?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
You go to Google, turn the safe search filter off, as it should be, and you search Anne Hathaway side boob, and you're going to see some spectacular side boob activities.
Yeah, hers are perky. Very nice.
Still. It's only 30.
Well, yeah. I can't wait till she turns 46. Let me tell you what happens then.
Easy.
Just, I'm sorry.
You just got things going well again.
I know.
After a little hiccup. After a little Sunday night hiccup.
you know who I'd like to see side boob of?
Michael Moore.
Oh, God.
Hey-o.
Greta Van Susteren.
No, you
yes.
wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, I don't think so. Barbara Walters. Andrea Mitchell.
Barney Frank.
Oh, Tamron Hall? Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
And now, if any of those lovely ladies are listening to this show, they feel like they've been legitimately raped via the radio waves.
Uh-huh.
They feel violated.
They do.
A little dirty. I feel a little dirty, too, but I enjoy that feeling. So
it's a good dirty. You know who should be thanking us right now? Todd Aiken. Because we completely got off the Todd Aiken subject. And
well, we kind of did. Yeah. You know, he only has 3,700 followers on Twitter.
I saw that. I was kind of surprised. You know,
yeah, a little odd since he is the subject of every single news program on television, other than Fox News, of course.
Yeah.
Fox News did their best to ignore the story for two whole days.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, they said, damn it, we're going to have to address this. Have him go on Sean Hannity's show and see if Sean can fix it for him.
Yeah. He was on the radio with him yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah. He's been on Mike Huckabee radio show both Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
But does Mike have me on? Hell no.
No. You were even
less
subject.
Than a minute to go.
I know. And big show Sunday.
Big show Sunday.
The J-Mom dishing the
Sunday
dirt on Jay.
High noon Eastern. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
As always. And I'll talk to you on the radio Sunday, J-Man.
Have a good one. Have fun at the beer mine.
I will. Bye.
Bye.